The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, Imperial Pool and Spas, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And the man is back this week after his golf tour last week.
Back.
Mr. Rector, good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Well,
Steve, I was supposed to call in last week, and Steve just asked me what happened. I said, well, about 8:30, I thought about it, then next thing you know, it was 9:30. So,
in other words, he forgot us.
Yeah.
He was too busy.
I was focused.
Enjoying life and didn't worry about us too much.
Yeah.
But anyway, they talked like we might get some rain today.
Might.
Which we need.
Yeah, we do need it.
I haven't seen it yet, have you?
I've seen it on the radar. It's churning, coming.
You and Tommy in that radar.
it's about right there at Lancaster right now and headed this way. So
they're wrong about 90% of the time. So I don't want to hear
Well, I think that it will rain sometime today for sure. But we're back to the Saturday thing again. I mean, it keeps raining on Saturdays.
We actually need some today. It's been 2 weeks since we had any measurable rain. And
It's really dry.
The wind blowing is what's been – it's blown every day.
Yeah.
I mean, and sometimes it's pretty stout, so it's drying out pretty quick. So if you hadn't, you need to water your shrubs and especially your vegetable plants and things like that. And I don't know if grass needs watering or not. I about give up on grass.
It does, but I mean, it's
I'm getting so many weird requests on grass. Listen.
Well, it's such a weird weather. The last 2 weeks has been cool and dry. No humidity at all.
I had a man Thursday come in, and his Bermuda in the front yard was lush and green in the backyard, not so much. And he couldn't understand that it just works that way sometimes.
It's two different environments.
It's a little bit
warm,
cooler in the back.
Cool and shaded in the back maybe.
Well, we were in the low 40s yesterday morning.
What was it?
Low 40s.
Oh, was it? I thought so.
It was a little dippy at 7 o'clock.
I was outside on the forklift yesterday, and I had a shirt and an overshirt, and I stopped for a minute, went in my truck, and grabbed another shirt and put on there because it was, well, that wind always will cut you.
Yep.
The older you get, that wind goes right through you.
Yep.
That's why Steve has that flannel shirt on there.
I do in the mornings.
Yeah.
All these blood thinners I'm on, I freeze to death when it gets below 50.
I kind of wish the weather would stay like this, to be honest with you. I love the morning when it's cool. But we do need some heat.
We need to warm up so the grass will green up so people quit asking me.
Asking what's going on with it.
Yep.
It's kind of been sitting there. It's kind of... I mean, I've been in the lawn business for 30 years, and spring used to just be hard to keep up with, but this spring hadn't been bad at all. I mean, it was cooler and drier, and now we'll say February was, I don't think I've ever cut so much grass in February that
compared, but then
after that, it's just kind of been, it was wet for a while, but it wasn't warm, and
mine's not a real lush green like it usually is the 1st of June. But
none of that. It's always in Bermuda is, yeah.
It's pretty.
Is it?
Not bad. I mean, a few little where it's shaded. And,
It might be warmer down there in the hole where you are.
Yeah, I got Myers in the front and
Emerald
in the back. I think. Is that right?
Yeah.
Emerald's for the shade.
I remember you document you.
Yeah.
Grass.
And it's the Emerald's greener than the Myers, which that hadn't happened many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're down in the hole near the creek, so it comes down the
wind might go over you and it stays warmer down there.
I won't call it a mountain, but it's a big hill beside my house. It drops elevation pretty drastic. So it's usually warmer in the summer, but cooler.
Cool. I was going to say it's colder in the winter.
It's colder in the winter because the hot air rises.
Gets down in the holler.
Yeah, we'll be.
What they call it.
We'll be 3 to 5 degrees colder than the nursery down there. Now, Tommy's closer to the creek, so he's even a little colder than I am. He's only 600 feet away, so, yeah. But anyway.
Y'all have analyzed this.
Oh yeah, over the years, we've done a lot. It almost got to the point we could forecast the weather better than the weather forecasters could. Because
yeah,
this year's off the charts. I don't have a clue this year. It's just been. I never expected this much rain.
Well, guess what? It's getting ready to get hot.
That's what he says, but I'm not so sure of that.
I hope it don't happen next week, but it's going to be happening.
But anyway.
Closer we get to July 4th, we're actually looking at, we're in almost in June right now, which is hard to believe.
Is it next week?
Yeah, June 1st is Thursday. So, yeah. I mean, we're here.
Well, I have got some news. There's been a lot of speculation about what we've been doing because... As most everybody that comes in regular knows, Tommy's son, Pat, been with us for 8 years, and he got married and took off to Winston-Salem in November. So it was more than Tommy and I could handle, just the two of us, and losing him because he was handling all the production. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, we did an inventory, and we had 44,000 plants. That's a lot of plants. And we didn't have the people to take care of them and all. So we started downsizing and selling a bunch of it off to get it down to what Tommy and I could handle. And most people that know me know I've been fighting these arterial blockages for the last 10 years. And up until COVID, it was treated with medication. And it finally, the medication quit working, honey. I guess that's the right way to put it. And they were going to do surgery to replace an artery and found out, uniquely, that type of surgery during COVID was considered elective surgery, and they couldn't do it. So for 3 years, we couldn't get it done. And now it's getting worse, and I'm going to have to – I had the left leg done in September, and they put a stent in, and it's worked pretty good. The right leg, angioplasts and stents, and everything. They tried a bunch of stuff that didn't work. So they're going to have to operate on it and replace it, 18 inches of artery. So that's scheduled for June 14th, the Wednesday. And we're officially shutting the nursery down on June the 10th, Saturday.
Oh, wow.
After 43 years.
Wow, Steve. But
Tommy can't run it by himself with the landscaping and the nursery. We tried real hard to find somebody to run it. We tried hard to find somebody to buy it. And let's just say it didn't work out.
Yeah.
But at 3 o'clock on the 10th, we'll shut the doors for the last time. So... And
well, Steve, that's a long, long career to have.
That is a long career. And
you got plants and I don't know how many houses in York County, but there's a lot
more than I thought.
I got some of mine.
Yep, you do.
Yeah. So,
and my lovely bride over here says, well, what are you going to do if you retire? And I keep telling her, rest.
Yeah.
And her response was, you can't watch but so many episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. I've already watched them all 30 times. I can watch them 30 more, and then I'll figure out what I'm going to do.
Well, every man that comes in my store that says he's retired, he's got like a list that his wife made for him. So I think she'll probably find something for you to do.
Oh, she'll try to do that, but I ignore it. When we got married, I set up an ignore button. Yeah. But she does it to me, too, so it works both ways.
Yeah.
But it's been...
spring it on us.
Well, cool. We'll be right back, talk a little more about that. And we actually both brought our cohorts with us today, so we didn't even know the other one was coming. So we'll be right back at the Gardener's Bench. David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Louisiana Grills. This is Mike Elder. They're as good or better than other wood pellet grills, but at half the price. Save now with cover, side shelf, and starter bag of pellets, all for only $7.99. Imperial Pools, Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Okay, sir, we're back to the gardener's bench. It's supposed to be a rainy Saturday morning, but it hadn't got here yet.
Wind's blowing.
It's thinking about it.
They were saying around 10 o'clock.
They say that all the time, and it never happens.
We would have had more poignant music, but you didn't keep me abreast of what you're going to say today. I planned this out way ahead, but we'll see if we can get you some good Oscar music or retirement jams.
A lot of people have kind of
plugged that in a computer.
The rumors gotten around
retirement jams.
We were closing and all this. Yeah. And the time we worked, and the landscaping he's keeping open for a while because mm-hmm. honestly, we have not taken a new landscape customer since January 1st, and he's still got about 6 weeks worth of work to do to get called up. And the problem is just everywhere in every industry, there's just more work than there are people to do it. Especially in the manual labor fields. You probably see it on the hardscape side. Everybody walks in the doors looking for help.
I tell you what's crazy is finding a mechanic. Because, like I said, I've had my lawn business forever. I have a new mower from last year. Bought it up in Charlotte. And I tried to get them to look at it. And he said, well, we got one mechanic, and he basically comes in when he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take it to another place, and then they looked at it, and it's back at another place now. So it's like, I mean, you got to, when you run a business like that, you got to have a mechanic to fix things. And they're just not around. So,
school is important.
Mm-hmm.
2 months ago, we had 5 trucks and 3 of them in the shop at the same time.
You were telling me that.
And 3 of them, all 3 of them at different shops.
Yeah.
I mean, just getting somebody to look at them, like you say, much less work on them. So. And they can basically charge you whatever you want now. But anyway.
Yeah.
But we talked to employees yesterday, and they've all agreed to stay on until we finally, if we do, pull the plug on it totally.
Well, Tommy, I know you told me he wanted to keep doing some landscaping.
He wants to do something. Tommy's
a little bit younger than you, so he wanted to.
And better health, but he's not. I don't think he's really ready to pull the plug yet. You know, this has been going on a while, and I said, we've got to make some decisions. And when I went to see Dr. Allen, who's the vascular surgeon here in town, and actually very good. My wife even likes him, and that's kind of rare, Tim. She said
she likes me. I don't thought she liked me.
No, I'm talking about doctors. Yeah, some of my doctors she didn't care too much for. One in particular told me I was obese and told her it was her fault. So that didn't go over very well.
Obese.
The York redneck almost came out on that one.
Sorry, I'm a good cook.
He might have been just trying to say you're an old beast.
Might have, but anyway.
Was that her fault?
I would agree with that.
But anyway.
I cook pretty healthy around my house.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you already mentioned the lovely Bobs are here today.
Yeah.
Matt thought we were getting canceled since it was Bring Your Wife to Work Day because y'all always come the last show of the season.
Well, when the two executives show up, you know something's going on.
There was something going on. We just didn't realize.
This was very unplanned. We didn't know one another was coming.
but that's
the way it is with Steve.
It's been a good run. Well, most people know our story by now, but our dad worked with Caroline Power and Light Company for 40 years, about 39 and a half or some weird number. But Mom and Daddy got married in 53 and ended up in Lumberton, North Carolina at a fossil plant there, and they opened up the Wilmington plant in 54. So they moved to Wilmington about 6 months before Hurricane Hazel hit. Which wiped out Myrtle Beach was nothing after that. But anyway, when I was born, and the three of us, we got a sister up in Raleigh, Linda, and She was born in 63, so in 64, he got transferred to the Asheville plant. So 9 hours away back then. And so we went from the beach, 5 miles from the beach to the mountains. And I graduated high school in 73 and went to Western Carolina University.
I guess where you belonged, in the mountains.
Yeah, you know, Tommy graduated in 76 and went to the Catawba Valley Technical College, which was a 2-year horticultural landscape design program. But what was cool about it back then, they had 4 professors from Clemson and 3 from NC State that came in and taught the classes.
That was a good class thing they had going on then.
Did you go there?
No, I did not. I almost went there, but I know Billy Crabtree went there. I think Ronnie Wallace went there.
Tommy met Ronnie Wallace there.
A lot of people up there.
And Billy was there, and Eric Voss, that used to be up at TK, he was there. Now, they had a golf course management and ornamental horticulture. Believe it or not, a lot of people from York County went to school up there. But anyway, it was a 2-year program, and you went straight through. There was no holidays, no spring breaks, and it was just like a job. And the last 10 weeks, whatever, you had to do an internship. So he did his internship with Turtle Creek Nursery up in Mooresville, North Carolina. So he needed a place to stay, so the gentleman that owned the nursery had a duplex apartment on the end of his house, and the town manager was leasing it, and he wasn't making enough money to survive, so Tommy became his roommate.
Oh, wow.
You know, here he is, 20 years old, and rooming with a town manager. You know, so it's kind of cool. So anyway, he ended up getting an old mobile home and fixing it up, and he 79, I guess, his boss decided to quit landscaping. He'd been doing both, and he started doing a little bit of stuff after working on the weekends, and he talked me into it. So in 79, we had a choice. We always wanted to do a wholesale nursery, sell to other nursery and garden centers. So our mom inherited land in Rock Hill, and our dad's family had some land over in Richmond County. So both sides were kind of lobbying us to put it there, but I-77 went out. We were so close to Charlotte, that's why we picked down here. So basically, we leased it for 40 years. Now Tommy and Linda and I own it, and the company leases it from us. So.
Yeah.
But Labor Day weekend, 1979, September 1st, he was supposed to go to Kentucky to see a young lady he met at the beach. And she went back to her boyfriend and canceled on him. So he went down, he went down and planted 51-gallon plants, $50 worth. That was the first plants we've ever planted. Red tips, believe
it or not. He was focused after that letdown.
And I don't know if that bad of a letdown or not. He kind of acted
at the
like,
time, I'm sure it was.
He acted like he was the wounded party, but I'm not so sure. What a sigh of relief. But anyway. Yeah, absence makes the heart go young, but not fonder. What are you getting all
another
choked
great
up for,
Teresa? Steve Crump. Well, now that he has a retirement coming up, he can put together his coffee table book.
Yeah, that's right. Along with Matthew's greatest hits.
And we'll be right back with the Garden Bench. Bench. David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. If your air conditioning unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell, but they have great color vision? I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
I said she put me down, I bet I'd do it in my head. Come in late at night and in the morning.
And we're back to Gardner's Bench, and fortunately for me, Rhonda helps me every day. So,
yep, she's going to be helping you a lot more here in a little bit.
Thanks,
couple weeks.
You think so?
I had this 45. I don't know where I got it from, either my parents or grandparents, but I remember specifically playing that in my room.
Help me, Rhonda.
Rockdale, 765 Rockdale Street.
Oh, absolutely. Man. We left Western Carolina University one morning and drove all the way to Myrtle Beach. Took us 14 hours.
But we 14 hours?
We went across.
You sound like my son and his friend that did that.
We went across the state of North Carolina, not down.
You took 74 all the
way across? We went to Goldsboro, North Carolina. To Whipple and then down 17.
Oh, good gosh, man.
14 hours.
You couldn't find a map?
It's depressing.
Didn't need one. We were just riding.
Couldn't find a gas station with a ram and
all that. We were riding and
just having fun.
We were in a 69 Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh, my gosh.
And we'd drink cold beer and taking a toke down there.
You and Tommy?
No. Tommy did do stuff like that.
I was wondering.
Tommy was straight laced.
I thought maybe he drove you.
No. My wild spell was 1974 to 1976, and unlike Bill Clinton, I did inhale regularly.
I thought it was going to be like 74 to 91 or something. Like.
No. Rhonda will tell you, I was sweet and innocent and pure as wind-driven snow in the 80s and 90s.
Snow. When pigs fly.
Yeah.
You didn't know me that well back then.
No, you were stuck up. And arrogant.
Yeah.
You hadn't heard that story when we first met.
Oh, I have.
We did not get along. She thought she was God's gift to the world, and I knew I was, so we had a problem. It was ugly.
I was God's gift, yes. And still am.
Well, it's funny that our wives met each other maybe before me and you met each
other.
They
did. Holiday Inn Carowinds.
That's correct.
Made more money Madeline's. Than God should have allowed.
Madeline's.
That's
now
it.
I have a granddaughter named Madeline. World's come full circle.
Name for Madeline's.
Yeah.
I still have my New Year's Madeline's wine glass.
I used to go up there to see. I didn't go up there to see her, but I used to end up there with the JCs and she'd ignore me.
I used to go up there.
But you didn't get ignored. But anyway, back to the story, Tommy talked me into it. We moved in together and started rooting azaleas in the backyard. And at one time, we had 45,000 little pink azaleas in the backyard. And his boss bought most of them.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually came down here and sold them on Saturdays. So our first official ad with this radio station was March 22nd, 1981.
Wow.
And until this year, we've nonstop covered ever since. Mm-hmm. We were one of their longest continuous sponsors and advertisers. Mm-hmm. But RHI did a lot of good for us. But back in the 80s, you remember when Hugo hit and all that, there was no power.
Yeah.
Well, they did the ads live, just Manning and Allen and Bill Rice.
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't have any power to run the tape backups. They did them in... Well, we were only
ever live.
Yeah, we
just
were
sitting around here doing ads,
running off generators, man.
I'm gonna tell you what, Alan Miller and Manny Kimball, those dudes work. That's why this place has survived this long. I mean, they work.
They're original thinkers, that's for sure. But
I bet that was hilarious.
Yeah, I got a copy of the original ad.
We should do ours like for our people when like,
but
Imperial Pool, come down.
The thing was, they ran them every 15 minutes because they didn't have any script. They didn't have any tape. They just had to tell them. So there weren't that many of us then. And high school football, Northwestern went on a Moose Wallace got to town.
Mm-hmm.
What, Matthew? 88?
87.
Yeah. 87. And he kind of hit the grand slam, and we were. I always wondered for years.
Rest is history.
For 35 years, we did high school football, and we always got free passes to every game except the Rock Hill Northwestern game every year. And no matter how much money I spend, they still charge me to go to that game.
Yeah. Yep.
But,
huge back then.
Boy, it was.
Alan came here from Darlington. He was with a Darlington radio station. He actually was part owner of the Darlington drag strip.
Oh, wow.
And he was the MC at the Carolina, or at it wasn't called Coca-Cola.
Darlington 500.
No, this was at Charlotte.
Oh, Coca-Cola.
In Charlotte. It wasn't called Coca-Cola back then. It was something else. But he got here, and then he and Ravina got married, and Manning showed up about 1984. He and a partner bought three radio stations in the South. They were up in Maryland. And the partner took the two in Fayetteville, and Manning took this one, and Alan bought into this one, and the rest is history.
Boom.
Get him in and get him growing, which Micah Chappell called me yesterday. I don't know why he hadn't heard it, but this is the first time we hadn't run any ads since January on RHI and RFM or the Bridge. And anyway, Micah worked for us when he was 17 years old. And then when he turned 18, went to work for the city, and the city ruined him in 5 years, and he spent 35 years with City Rock.
That's where I met him.
Yeah. Yeah, Micah, he's a piece of work now.
Yeah, he's a hard worker.
I told Mike Kropp with the city at the time, I said the kid was awesome. He could do anything, and you ruined him in 5 years.
Yeah.
Had him sleeping on the mower on Dave Eye Boulevard where everybody could see him. Okay, it's music time, so we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Your home is the best defense against dust and viruses. This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
You're constantly cleaning your home, right? Well, it also makes good sense to clean your heating and air systems at least twice a year. For only $99, our trained technicians will clean and service your unit and make sure it's running efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100. So you've convinced yourself it's warm enough to swim in your pool for the first time this season, even if the temperature still carries a hint of the fading cold. Who cares? You've paid your winter dues. The only question is, how ready is your pool? It's been waiting patiently, too, ready to prune some fingers and make your neighbors drool. If you rely on BioGuard products, get ready to dive in. BioGuard has simple startup solutions to get the inflatable ball rolling. It's startup made simple. Visit your BioGuard dealer, Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass Rock Hill. BioGuard, guarding more than your pool.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party,
every week we go into a garden party.
Yep. Let's make it real clear that just because State Rolling Hills is closing the doors to the public, that does not mean that the gardener's bench is going anywhere. So
unless they cancel us.
Yeah.
And I don't think so. My wife just informed me that wasn't going to happen anytime soon.
She even wore a shirt up here today. So,
you know, you or I end up in jail, they might cancel us, but it'd take a
do what?
If we end up in jail, they might cancel us.
Oh, Lord. Well, if we ain't been in jail until now, I think it would be all right.
I think I'm in good shape.
Too old to go.
And anything
you're
I
too
did,
beat up to go.
Anything I did back in the day, the statute of limitations are long gone. So. Mm.
Several lawyers looking through a book right now.
You've got a lot more time on your hands now, or you're going to. So
yeah, but I can't go anywhere.
You might get creative.
I'm not able to go anywhere.
Well, he has his limitations, Matt.
No.
He can crochet or something like that. Needlepoint.
I used to do needlepoint in college, believe it or not. Yeah, I love needlepoint. Now I can't see good enough to stick the needle through the little holes. Stick them in my finger.
you can do a
like
silhouette.
Attention span for it.
Yeah.
You can do silhouettes for people.
Mm-hmm. I'll figure out something to do. But anyway, back in 1985, Mr. Alan Miller here at the radio station came up with a slogan for us, and I recorded it, and back then you had the old 8-track disc things, and I took it back and played it for Tommy, and he said, "You lost your ever-loving mind," and it was "Get them in and get them growing," which is we're still doing today.
What did Tommy want to have on there?
He didn't care. He just didn't like that.
He just is naysayer.
But we were talking about the Hugo and all that, but he kind of sandbagged me. Kathy Rose Hicklin, she was a Cherry. Her grandfather, Cherry Road, was named after. She was working for Adams Outdoor. It wasn't Adams yet. Adams hadn't bought it. But anyway, yeah. Outdoor Avenue. Remember they were going to outlaw new billboards?
Mm-hmm.
And they built them everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, they used to be a big thing.
They built them everywhere. And when it got over with and county council had acted, they had all these billboards and nobody renting them. Mm-hmm. So they went on a campaign and... Right there where Tommy Pope's been the last several years at Walgreens. It was a Sunoco station.
Walgreens, Mount Gallant, and Selenese, yeah. Right there.
And we bought that board, and it wasn't about a couple hundred dollars a month back then. And they based
see,
it on the fact
a big player. Old mug on that
it's
thing.
It's about $5,000 a month now. It wasn't huge.
It was huge.
The fact
it
that
was
my, huge. The fact that my head was 8 feet above the billboard didn't make it huge.
That's right. It came up above it, didn't it?
But anyway, she and Tommy got together and cooked this thing up. I didn't know about it. They didn't tell me. So then one morning I'm sitting there and the phone starts ringing and people start talking about my picture. I had no idea what they were talking about.
You didn't even know.
I didn't know. Didn't have a clue. So somebody, I don't even remember who it was now, told me about the billboard. So I got in the truck, went down there. I'm like, oh, my God. I come back and lit him a new one. Now I let him have it. I ain't called her and let her have it.
Oh, my God.
That was the best piece of advertising we ever did. We were doing radio, TV, but billboards, all of
you took a beating then. For it, but that's fun. I mean, and people know you and they'd pick with you about it.
There's a picture on my wall now that's got that billboard on it. So that was 1985.
People love that, girl. I love that stuff, man.
Yeah, he got shot.
And then,
I know that.
Then a few years later,
he even told who did it on there.
Tommy and I were over at Old Golden Superette, where Wagon Wheels is now. Donnie Golden was running a restaurant out of there, a convenience store. We were sitting eating, and I can't remember the highway patrolman's name that came in there, but we used to play softball with him. He said, "Who'd you make mad?" I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Somebody shot you." I said, "What do you mean shot me?" "Shot your billboard." So we rode down there, and sure enough, they shot me through the cheek. And a year ago later, we found out it was Amos Wright. He bragged about it. And
Amos Wright. Sounds like a name off Andy Griffith or something.
If I thought about it, I would have paid him. I got more publicity. It was on the front page of the Herald.
It was
on CN2. It was everywhere.
That was Rock Hill's version of Who Shot JR.
Yeah, it pretty much.
Who Shot Steve Crump.
Pretty much. It pretty much was. And, it was just awesome. Yeah, I'm sitting there going, I couldn't afford that much advertising.
Yeah.
Anyway, but.
Did you ever apologize to Tommy for chewing his ass
off? Oh, hell no.
Steve.
Okay, Steven, you'll have to delete that.
Sorry. Whoops. David's
apologize to Tommy.
Yeah. Mm.
There are people listening to this show.
How long was that thing up, the billboards? I remember it being there. 4? Yeah.
85 to 89.
Yeah.
And then
longer.
And then they wanted... They wanted to double the rent, and we said no. But we also had one in York, right there. Back then, Dunlap Johnson Chevrolet was in the country.
Yeah.
It wasn't close to the city limits. And on the York side, the billboard there coming this way, we had that one.
Had your face on there, too?
Not originally, but last 2 years, Tommy put it up there, too.
And that's when Rhonda fell in love when she saw your picture on there.
Oh, no.
She says, I've got to meet that man.
No.
He's on a billboard, two of them.
We actually met outside a bar on Cherry Road called Limelights, where Freedom Car Stereos is now. Mm-hmm. Her two sisters introduced us. She was so stuck up, she threw that head to the air to turn around and walked into a pole.
We call that confidence.
I call that's, it stuck up. When you walk into a pole, that's stuck
that's
up.
Her,
not
that's,
walk into a pole. I don't care what my sisters
your two
said.
Sisters were my
care.
Witnesses.
See, that's funny.
They
that's,
were probably...
That's Steve's story.
Had too many adult beverages.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, they were pretty confident as I was that you walked into a pole.
And funny.
Speaking of the city hall for the first time in 10 or 12 years Tuesday, and I was talking to a young lady about who I need to go see, and Jackie Hartley came up and grabbed my arm. I hadn't seen him in 5 or 6 years. So, and he owned Limelights and Country Jacks back in the day. So. But he was starting
was he
to tell
us. The Long Branch?
Yes, he was.
And maybe things that happened there?
I don't know anything that happened at the Long Branch.
Silence.
I don't remember it either.
Crickets.
Don't you have to go to the restroom or something?
I was, I went there on Saturday nights and worked the door, took up money.
You did?
I didn't work security.
At Long Branch?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, we were married. I'd take her home, go to Long Branch. I just stood at the front door and talked to people as they came in. It was so different than what I did every day. I mean, my stress release kind of thing. So.
Hmm.
But anyway.
well, back to the Rolling Hills.
Rolling Hills story.
For 89. That. Continuing through 89.
We can get it on the other side of this.
We got a break coming again if he ever starts
some
music.
I feel like there's a break coming. He's trying to find some Tony music.
There's some music. Mr. Music, please. Okay, we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bitch.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wiley and Rock Hill. We're your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating.
Okay, and we're back, and summertime's coming.
Yeah,
it is not here already.
Hey, I got a few public service announcements.
Public service.
Number one, Carolina Fresh is closed today. We're closed today and Monday for the in honor of Memorial Day to give our employees some rest. And we just finished those hard 60 days from March 1st till the end of here, so that's everybody needs some rest. So that's number one. Number two, the farmer's market is open today. It is down on the corner of Dave Lau and White Street in between White Street and Main Street in Rock Hill this year. It's not at Legal Remedy anymore. It's over the parking lot down at the bottom of the hill between White and Main, Dave Lyle. So just don't forget that.
What's the third one?
Did I say there was three?
Yeah.
Did I?
Well,
it sounded like there was a plethora. I don't know.
I can continue.
Okay, continue. Make one.
Now we're back to Steve to hear more about Rolling Hills. So are you open today, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Today and Monday. We open 6 days a week, like always. And Tommy made the comment yesterday, it'd be kind of nice not to have to work 6 days a week for the first time in 40 years.
And the day you're closing is?
June the 10th.
June the 10th.
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today, yep.
At 3 o'clock.
Yep.
All right.
Unless we run out of everything before then.
Well, I went by there the other day, like I said. Now, there was a lot of plants gone. That's for sure.
There's a lot of plants gone. We've been very fortunate. But
you still use some of them, but Tommy, doing some landscaping.
Yeah, we got some pulled. He's got some work to do. We got a couple of landscapers that placed orders we're holding for them. So,
I saw you had some pretty little magnolia trees on the road there.
Yeah, those are kind of cute. That's some Pat rooted last year that kind of got shoved down back and we forgot about them. So they should have been potted up a long time ago, but so we're that 10 degrees kind of hit them a number because the cover blew off the house. But it's
well, we're saying we talked about that before, but the damage from that 10 degrees
showing up later,
starting to show up now with lawns and plants.
But anyway, I guess it was 1984 or 5. Sandra Bush was a sales rep here at this radio station, and she called me in. And she and Alan and I met at Thursday's Two Restaurant out at Village Square, and we signed our first advertising contract with them. And the rest of it's history, I guess, because next year would be 40 years.
Yeah.
But RHI did a whole lot of getting us on the map. I mean, I can't argue with that. But back in those days, the Herald was kind of keen, but they got kind of cocky and kind of ran off a lot of their business for some reason. I never quite understood that logic.
Once they moved from the Evening Herald to the Herald.
You're probably right. And I've got a mug welcoming you to the daybreak with the Herald. Yeah.
Funny.
I showed him to Manny Kimmel one time. He said, I don't want to be in that box. Everybody in that box is gone. The first morning edition of the Herald, the first Sunday edition of the Herald, I got bugs for all those. I used to have all the come see me bugs, but I think they got broke. I can't find them now anyway.
Hey, you didn't even have WRHI.com back then.
No.
And plenty of advertising.
It was kind of weird because it was WRHI AM, and they bought the AM and FM station down in Lancaster. And FCC rules at the time would not let them own two AM stations. They could own FM, but it could not be in the same city. So that's why it was always called Lancaster. And they put the tower right on the York County-Lancaster line. And the AM they sold to the morning guy, used to be the morning man here, did the morning show, not Bill Rice, I forgot his name now, but anyway, he ended up filing bankruptcy and closing it later, but it was kind of a unique thing, and they got a special permission to own the FM station from the FCC, so a lot of rules.
Yeah, there's a lot of technical stuff I'm sure they went through we don't even know about.
But they were good at it, and Manning and Alan worked real good together. Each of them has their area of expertise, and that's how they do it. But that's how Tommy and I lasted so long. I mean, I do my thing, he does his thing, and we do our thing.
You're a good team, fell into the role that you needed to do, and that was it.
Not that he used to aggravate me to death, or I didn't aggravate the death out of him, but it happened.
Well, y'all sit 6-8 feet from each other, so it's like, well, had to bang heads every now and then.
We lived together from 1980 to 1988 when he got married, and then he and Reba moved in with me for about 6 weeks till their mom and daddy's house got built so they could move into the mobile home. And then we worked together side by side since 1983. So, you know, that's when we went into it full time. In the beginning, it was mainly landscaping in Charlotte, and we had no idea.
Whatever you can do to get going. When you start a business, you do whatever you can do.
I tell this story real quick. We first moved to Rock Hill. We like to starve to death.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. People down here in the early 80s were very clannish. And if they didn't know you or you wasn't from here, they wouldn't even talk to you. And we kept trying to tell them we had relatives here, but they weren't here.
You ain't from around here, boy.
So a lady up in, I can't remember her name now, but up in TK came to us, and she put out a every 2 month newsletter. It was a magazine, not like the later one, but this was an actual shiny gloss magazine, and wanted to feature us in her magazine. Well, she did, and she wrote a story and told who our grandparents were and that our mother was born and raised here and the whole story. We couldn't get it all done. The phone rang off the hook. I mean, we were related to half of Rock Hill back then anyway. Yeah. I mean, my grandmother, or my grandfather was a Williams, and Williams back then was a pretty good chunk.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad chunk today, but the Sturgises, Mitchells, all of them were first cousins. So all of a sudden, we were accepted. Now, I was 24. Tommy was 22 when we started, so I had a lady pull in one day and want to talk to somebody older, and I said, ma'am, I'm sorry, I'm the oldest one here, because all our employees were 18 and 19. And she got the car and left. I guess that was age discrimination in reverse back then, but nobody cared.
That's funny.
And we somehow got into River Hills, and we kept a crew in River Hills every day for 2 years. And then Hugo hit, and we were there for another 4 years. I mean, we had crew going up there every single day. And it's just, back in those days, we went to Gastonia, we went to Lancaster, we went to Chester.
To go further. I mean, I think a lot of people say the same thing. I mean,
we even went to Gaffney.
Yeah.
And as time went on, we straked it down, and we hadn't even been to Charlotte in 25 years.
Yeah. There's no need to go
there. Traffic and all was just so bad. Some of them around here still do it, but I just couldn't.
I didn't feel confident
sending my people up there on that interstate to get run over.
But yeah.
Maybe that's a negative attitude.
Rolling the dice.
Traffic is horrible.
Rolling the dice every day.
Well, we had a chance to do the maintenance and mow grass on 77 down at Manchester. And we turned it down because I'm not putting my people on the interstate. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just too many horror stories.
Yep.
And people falling asleep and running over the poor guy on the lawnmower and that kind of thing. But
understood.
Okay, it's that time again on the gardener's bench.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Make sure the air system in your home or business is free of dust, pollen, mold, and bacteria. This is Benny Etter. There has never been a better time to schedule complete cleaning and checkup. And if your heating and air system is over 10 years old, we can save you up to 40% on your energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for three decades.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Mike Elder of Imperial Pool and Spas. Here's a great idea. Use your income tax refund to improve your family's lifestyle with BioGuard and a new above-ground pool. Plan now for family fun in the sun all summer long. Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, and behind the Waffle House in Lake Wiley.
Are you reeling in the yeast? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tease? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the yeast?
Okay, now that we're jamming, we're back to the gardener's bench. It's
still
it's
not raining
yet. Ladies, it's not raining yet.
It's not 10 o'clock.
Okay, 10 o'clock is going to rain.
Yes, sir.
The brain trust of the gardener's bench has declared it.
All weekend, they said. Yeah. I was like, well, the chances of rain all weekend are pretty slim, and this time of year it doesn't just rain for 3 days. But
Tommy says they're talking about it raining pretty hard today, but I don't know.
It is later.
I don't know that I believe it, but anyway.
It's going to happen.
But anyway, we were talking, Tommy and Reba got married in 88, but it turns out that Rhonda and Reba have been best friends since the 70s.
Really?
So we kind of got thrown together, even though we weren't real civil. But they got married in December, and we were both in the wedding. They wouldn't let us walk each other out of the church because they'd afraid we'd trip each other. It was kind of kindy. And somehow
so
another,
I'm not, to see y'all now and think about it back then.
Like. Somehow or another, I'm not quite sure how, but we ended up going out 3 times, and the first time was the most fun I ever had in my life. The second time we went to a wedding up on North Shiloh Road, and she doesn't even remember who it was. And the third time lasted 45 minutes from the time I picked her up to the time I took her home. She'd take me home. I said, we had pleasure.
This has nothing to do with Rolling Hills.
It's part of Rolling Hills. And
we're not talking about the rolling hills of your marriage.
Life out on the,
ups and downs.
Everybody in Rock Hill knows it.
The ups and downs of your marriage is similar to Rolling Hills.
We weren't married yet. We didn't get married until 2000.
Yeah.
When she came to her senses and called me up and asked me out.
If you ever see the picture of their wedding, I saw it in there. It looked like they had about 50 people in a wedding party. Probably like 8 or 9 groomsmen and bridesmaids. There was a lot of people in that picture.
Yeah, there was a lot of people in it.
I don't remember. All I know is I walked out and saw 500 people in the audience and about to turn around and went to the parking lot. But anyway, there's a lot of people. Whole lot of people. But anyway.
Related to half of Rock Hill.
It was a big thing to see you get married.
I think we had a lot of crashers. But it was
we were
a social event in York
Thursdays.
County until Amy Bigham got married and blew us out of the water.
That's funny.
It was the thing everybody talked about. But anyway. Anyway, we got married in 2000. The 90s were good to us. 2002 was probably, people forget, but we had a 7-year drought starting in 1995. Yeah. It culminated in 2002, right after the dot-com bust, which really didn't affect York County, South Carolina, but it did the rest of the world. Mm. And we had the first water restrictions in 2002, and City of Rock Hill, in their infinite wisdom, had drawn up a drought management plan that the state required. Well, they wrote it up and they threw it in a file cabinet. And nobody had looked at it since 1987. So all of a sudden, they got to pull this thing out and they start reading it. Whoa, wait a minute. So they had enforced all this stuff. And it hit us. We lost 50% of our sales that year.
Yeah.
Nobody could water. Our sales area at the time was Raleigh to Asheville to Columbia, and everybody in that area was in water restrictions. Yeah, and so I'm trying to think of her name. Laura Nielsen and Nick Stegall was head of utilities. We sat down and rewrote the thing and got it approved. Do what?
Lori Nielsen.
She's a good friend of mine. I've been friends with her.
Okay.
We're talking about her on the way here this morning.
Well, tell her I said hello because we rewrote this water ordinance, and it lasted until Mr. Smith showed up as city manager in 2002, I guess, and he trashed it. But anyway,
that was a tough time.
It hit again in 2008. We had 2007. We had our worst freeze in the southeast United States in probably 100 years. I mean, it killed stuff from Virginia to Orlando, Florida, all the way to Louisiana and Texas. It just wiped out everything. And we got clobbered on that, too. I mean, we lost a couple $100,000 overnight. And there's nothing you could do for it. It just went down to 21 degrees after being 85 degrees on Easter Sunday.
Yeah. Man.
And, okay, Matthew, I can hear the music now. I don't know why I couldn't earlier, but we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
Well, I've got to run to keep from having.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Play ball!
And for pool owners, the best way to start the season is to see Imperial Pool and Patio, your professional BioGuard authorized dealer. Bring Imperial a pool water sample for a free analysis. Then they'll develop a BioGuard game plan to keep your pool sparkling clear all season long. You expect a fun-filled season in your pool, so put Imperial Pool and Patio in your starting lineup. You'll find professional coaching and a home-run BioGuard products. See Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, and next to the Waffle House in Lake Wylie.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, we're back to round up this edition of the Gardener's Bench. One thing I want everybody to remember, the Imperial Pools and Spas, one of our awesome advertisers, been with us as long as I can remember, yep. Anyway. Their Customer Appreciation Day in Rock Hill is
today.
10 to whatever.
10 to 2.
10 to 2. Hot dogs, hot dogs.
Hot dog day, and Mr. Alan Miller and Mr. Stone from RHI will be there, and they're doing a live remote and all that stuff.
And it's Stephen Stone's birthday today.
That's right. Birthday. I forgot about that.
On the top of that.
It is Stone Man's birthday, yeah. So go have a hot dog with Mr. Stone today for his birthday. He'd like that.
Congratulations to all the kids that graduated yesterday, last night, all day long.
All three high schools graduated yesterday.
Ooh. Wow.
Turning them loose.
We remember those days.
I did want to add, because I started working at Applied Technology Center, which is the ATC that all the schools point. We have a really amazing horticulture program there, but it's expanding. There's going to be two horticulture teachers. And when you talk about, and we also have automotive. We have automotive teachers, which we're teaching children to get jobs and move out of their parents' house, which I believe to be God's work.
I agree.
That's the opportunity for Steve to do something over there.
That's not a terrible plan. Yeah,
you don't have to have a 4-year degree to get good work.
No, you don't. But there's a lot of jobs out there. People need people.
Tommy will tell you that. I mean,
there's a lot of youngsters
did pretty well on a 2-year degree.
A lot of youngsters filling up their cars with gas right now and getting ready to point toward Myrtle Beach. First week at the beach now.
That's right.
See, I didn't get.
So be careful, kids.
I didn't get to do that because back in the day, if I was going to Myrtle Beach, I had to pay for it.
Well, you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it by then. It was 14 hours from where you live.
No. I said we took the city.
There's no way to get there. We can't get there from here.
We weren't exactly in a hurry to get to Myrtle Beach.
I understand.
We played Beach Boys.
You're playing that cassette.
6 hours.
Over and over.
8 tracks.
8 track over and over again.
Anyway, Matthew's standing up, so it's about time to shut it down. But if you didn't listen to the first part, we are shutting down the nursery on June the 10th. Come see us.
You got 2 weeks to come see him.
Get him in and get him growing.
Yep. Yeah. So still be getting him in and get him growing for 2 weeks, 14 days. So we'll see you next week on the radio.
The
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Imperial Pool and Spas, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.